So maybe it's just me, but it kind of makes you wonder what the family of Martin Luther King would think of Al Gore and his new comparison of climate change to the civil rights fight. According to Fox News, former Vice President Al Gore is comparing the struggle to win over climate change to the fight against racism. When racist comments would come up in the course of conversations, there came a time when people said, "Hey man, why do you talk that way? That's wrong. I don't go for that, so don't talk that way around me. I just don't believe that," Gore said in an interview Friday with Fearless Revolution founder Alex Bogorski. "That happened in millions of conversations, and slowly the conversation was won," Gore said. "And we still have racism. God knows it's so different now and so much better. And we still have to win the conversation on climate." Gore also wants people to give up meat and go organic to combat global warming. I'm not sure what giving up meat and global warming has to do with anything. But I think Al Gore has slipped a cog when it comes to this story. Keeping our climate safe and keeping our climate secure, so to speak, and not polluting it is important, there's no doubt. But obviously the climate change thing is a bunch of hoo-ha. And Al Gore is grasping at straws now by comparing the two, the civil rights fight, racism, and the global warming and the skeptics, I guess, is what he's talking about. So think of Al Gore what you like. Think of climate change how you like. But one thing for sure is meat and climate change. I don't know. That's a person's choice, and I'd sooner choose to sit down and have a good old-fashioned steak instead of listening to Al Gore's BS. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.